You will hear an interview with a singing teacher called Rosie Carnes, who is talking about her work. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today is Rosie Carnes, who teaches people to sing. Rosie, is it difficult to sing well?
Well, I guess the first thing to mention is that when we sing, we ourselves cannot truly know how we sound to anyone who's listening to us. We have to sense what it must be like through a combination of what we can hear and what it feels like to make sound. When I was a child and I created a sound, I felt excited. When I take in breath, I know I'm not just taking in air, I'm taking in the basis of sound. That's exciting too.
And is it important to warm up before you sing?
Yes, you'll ruin your voice if you're not warmed up, and you'll sound rubbish. Your throat is quite small, and it's what you have to push the air through into your mouth, which is what will frame your music. But in fact, you need to begin with your spine, which wants to be stretched and made flexible. That way, your whole body is prepared. The importance of whole body readiness cannot be overstressed. The way you stand affects the way you sing.
And your knees are important, apparently.
That's right. Your knees want to be over your heels rather than the balls of your feet, and not completely straight, but a little angled. Avoid crossing your legs tightly or pressing them against each other, because you'll be too tense.
And to maintain your voice in good condition?
That's crucial. As a professional singer, you've got to look after your voice, your pride and joy, your source of income. If you get a cold or an irritated throat, steam is usually very effective at reducing the inflammation. So get a bowl of steaming water and sit over it with a cloth on your head. If that's not possible, sucking a sweet or two may help repair the voice, although the important thing is keeping it in good condition in the first place, for which you need to drink anything up to 8 glasses of water every day and avoid smoky places, shouting, that kind of thing.
And what about learning the words of songs?
That's a big part of being a singer. There are various ways of trying to push the limits of your memory, but mine's never been very strong. I've driven several friends to the edge of despair when they're trying to test me, and now I go it alone, going over them again and again and again during the course of an ordinary day, until the meaning sinks down into me. It's never easy. Anyway, it takes all sorts, and I hope that people will find their own way.
What advice do you have for wannabe singers?
Well, nothing is easy about singing. It's all hard work, I'm afraid to report. But then the rewards are beyond anything else, so it's a fair deal. So if you're wanting to have a career as a singer, and if you've got a good voice, then treasure it. Don't panic if it does get hurt. It's impressive how it'll recover. The important thing is to use it. Get out there. Take every chance you can to sing in public. This experience will also help to feed and build your ambition to go on to be better. Singing on stage to an appreciative audience is as good as life gets.
And if public performance isn't your thing?
Well, if you've got a good voice, then maybe you'll be like my friend Diana. Although she conquered most of her anxiety about performing in public a few years ago, she still prefers studio singing, performing directly for CDs and so on. Nobody really sees her outside her home and the studio. Even warming up her voice for a recording performance is something she does in private, making weird noises while sitting in her car outside the studio building. I think she's alarmed a few passers-by in her time.